Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had 5 million people in 3 years come to her congregation. She has such a passion that people would not just have one or two supernatural encounters with the Lord or none. She says that you should have supernatural experiences every day, often, every day. That's normal.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Can we hear God's voice today? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is it possible to receive new body parts from heaven? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Patricia, you said you have a favorite quote from John Wesley. What is that?
It's where he said, "I want to be set on fire so other people can watch me burn." And that really has to do with, our passion for Jesus, that we burn for him. Because how else are we going to win the world if we ourselves are not on fire? How can I say to somebody, "Hey, come to know Jesus and be bored like me"? You know, we need to be full of the Spirit, full of passion, like walking out the great commandment to burn for him, and then people will be set on fire. This will be set on fire.
Well, you were at the Toronto Airport Church at its very beginning, but recently something new is going on there. What is going on in your congregation?
You know, that's true. It's like a second wave has been released, but I would just say in one word, presence. The presence of God, just so absolutely thick. Which we just love, you know. We love.
Do you realize when you said that, the presence of God just descended on us? I believe some of you are feeling it in your home. I really do. Now, age 12, you became a believer. You learned how to get excommunicated for seeking the supernatural as a young girl. At 19, you bumped into something you weren't too happy about, a demon.
Wow.
And you couldn't get rid of it. You had prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you didn't speak in supernatural language. What did you figure when you didn't speak in supernatural language?
Well, I found out I needed it.
I know you found out you needed it, but did you kind of give up on it? Did you think that perhaps maybe it's not for me?
Yeah, maybe my story will help someone, because when I was 17, I received prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and nothing happened. And so I'm thinking, oh no, God doesn't want me to have this. This is only for elite few. So then he put me in a corner to show, you know, that I really needed it. And that was when I was 19. I was home from university for the summer. And every night at 2 a.m. for 3 weeks straight, I was awakened by demonic beings in my room.
That's got to be scary to anyone.
Absolutely. I wanted to go sleep with my parents. And I'm 19. So I was, I saw hooded creatures. I heard voices. Candle would throw across the room. Something would fall off the wall. So I'm petrified.
And so
I'm
like, it's real. It's not your imagination.
Absolutely. And I'm like, God, you know, what's going on? And I knew that I lacked power. I lacked authority to really take authority over these beings. And that's when I went after a pastor that I knew that was filled with the Spirit. And I just said, hey, look, I need this. And 2 years ago, nothing happened. But so anyway, so he prayed for me. I felt fire from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.
Now, people say that. Did you really feel fire?
I did. It actually felt like liquid fire. And for me, it was very distinguishable. Drove home in the car, started speaking in tongues. And I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm just, undone in God. I'd go to my room and say, in the name of Jesus, get out. And that was the first time I slept in 3 weeks. And I tell you, I learned something. I learned the authority that we can walk in God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you had something else. You personally and your husband lived a lifestyle of supernatural experiences, and your children live a lifestyle of supernatural experiences. Tell me about one of your children and their experience.
Well, for example, our daughter, Gabrielle, she's right now on staff at International House of Prayer in Kansas City. But when she was little, I heard a crash from her bedroom. I go tearing into her bedroom, and I find her on the top bunk of a bunk bed with this little sheepish look on her face. And what she told me was that she was climbing the dresser to get something from the top. The dresser started to topple when she was picked up by unseen hands, went through the air, carried through the air onto the top bunk of the bunk bed. And I mean, unbelievable, to us there was no doubt it was an angel. I certainly believe in the power of prayer and the angelic warriors all around us.
And it's not just her daughter, by the way. Tell me briefly about your son.
Well, our son saw with his natural eyes a green snake in his bedroom, a white light come and consume the green snake. And so he comes tearing into my room. He was so afraid. And so we prayed, we broke off fear, all that. But it was a week later in Canada, we get a lot of snow. And my father-in-law was actually blowing snow with a big snow blower. These are very powerful machines. He unwisely had left it running as he just got something in the house. My son's scarf got caught in the snow blower. His face was being dragged into those powerful blades just stopped at the last minute. And this was, a few days after this green snake, white light. And we were like, we know that the Lord sent an angel to protect him.
You had a major life event when in a dream you went to heaven.
I would say this, my body was on earth, but my spirit was in heaven. And I saw all these people, and I just immediately knew they were my family tree or my ancestors. And I saw my grandmother, and she had been dead for 10 years at this point. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not dead yet. But I am seeing all these people and my grandmother. And I just remember them saying things to me. They said, you are Patricia, and our race is over and our time is done, but you have the capacity to bring light into dark places. Tell them of this place. We're cheering you on. And they said, tell them of this place and tell them he's worth it all. He's worth it all. Ah!
Some of you are sitting back and saying, I hear what Patricia is saying, and that's wonderful. She's so gifted. But she has a husband. And her husband would say, he believed a lie, actually. He would say, she's the one that hears from God. I don't hear from God. I'm just a good teacher. It was a lie. And many of you have believed a lie. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I know a lot of you are being provoked to jealousy with Patricia and say, boy, I wish I moved like she moved in the spirit. Oh, you're blessed because you're watching right now. That's her job to help you do that. I gotta know. When you wake up in the morning, what are the first things that you do?
Well, to be honest, before I even get out of bed, I soak. And I would say
What do you mean by soak?
Yeah, I would say it's like Isaiah 40:31. It says, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles. Now, I'm a type A personality, go change the world, all that. But the Lord really is teaching me, I need to be before I do. I need to receive before I have anything to give away. And so this was a lesson in learning to rest in God. So for me, it can look different for other people. But I actually have an iPod, goes everywhere I go, with anointing. music, presence of God, put it on, I'm not even out of bed, and just soak in His presence, however long I have. It's really about experiencing His presence. You know, I unashamedly say I'm a presence of God addict. I want the presence of God in my life. I want it in my family. I want it in my ministry. And so therefore, we need to cultivate it at home alone with God. It's like the roots of a tree. You know, it's what you don't see is the roots, but the tree itself and the fruit that will bear is directly related to the root structure. So we need to have a life in God. I need to be before I do.
Okay, so you're soaking, being still before God. Do you ever hear things from God while you're soaking?
Yeah, it helps to put myself in that position about getting still, you know, being in His presence. So I absolutely do. And by the way, sometimes, you know, there'll be, the enemy will sometimes try to distract. Well, you got to send that email. Oh, you got to make that phone call. Yeah. You got to do this.
What do you do?
I actually will write it out. I will just write it out. Okay, that's true. I do have to send that email, but I don't want to focus on that right now. I just want to get back into the presence. So sometimes I have my journals always with me and just write it out and say, I'll take care of that later.
And then you go into what you call is prophetic decree. What is a prophetic decree?
It really helps kickstart my prayer time, but it's this. It's really speaking out those things that are in agreement with God. So that can be in agreement with His word or agreement with His prophetic words over us. So the Lord really is teaching me this about just the power in our declaration. You know, from Joshua 1:8, it says, you will meditate on this word, and then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Well, what you would know more than I, what's the Hebrew word for meditate is haggah. And that has to do with pondering out loud to oneself. And so as I ponder out loud.
Excuse me. One of the definitions of that is mumble or mutter.
Right. Mumble or mutter. And so then I have things that I am going through each day, reminding myself of who I am. I'm a lover of God. God loves me. You know, I am a woman who walks in the fullness of God's calling and anointing and those things. But then also about my children. For example, I love the prayer of Jabez. And I prayed over every one of our family. And oh, that you would bless, I insert their names, Judah is my son. Oh, that you would bless Judah indeed, enlarge Judah's territory. Your hand might be with Judah. I feel the anointing on this, you know. And how did God create the world? He spoke. Nothing happens in the kingdom unless there's first a declaration. And I think it's what the Apostle Paul said when he said, wage war for the prophecies over your life. Wage war. Wage war for them in your mind, but in the declared word of the Lord, and then see it come to pass.
Amen. Yeah, you started this house of prayer, and briefly, as a result of praying faithfully, what happened in your city?
In the city of Stratford, there was a big drug problem. The church hadn't been doing so well. And what happened is, as we cried out, said, God, you know, how do you redig wells? And how do you see transformation? He really spoke to us about the importance of prayer and worship and declaring He was Lord of that city. So we began to pray. First with John and I in our home. It was just us giving our mornings, every weekday morning to the Lord. Then we took it to the church and other people gathered. But we saw unfold before us transformation. Like, really what happened was, first of all, prodigal sons and daughters came home to Jesus. They came repenting to the front, getting free of their drug addictions, their sex addictions. And then drug houses started to burn up or blow up or, yeah, it's true.
You know, eye has not seen and ear has not heard all that God has for us. We just haven't entered it yet. So let's enter it. Your husband. He doesn't hear from God. He's happy. You go to sleep Saturday night, and you know what's supposed to happen Sunday morning. He checks with you what's supposed to happen. But now that's no longer true. What happened?
You know, you can talk about left brain, right brain, but my husband is very, maybe left brain in terms of, you know, he just knows the word inside out. He's like, I call him a walking concordance. And so he would say things like, well, my wife hears God, but I don't really hear God. He therefore did not hear God because he believed the lie. So I remember when a visiting prophetic guy came, pulled him out of a crowd, said, sir, you need to stop leaning on your wife's ability to hear God because you can hear God. I'm like, cha-ching. You know, you think I paid the guy to give that word. But so what happened is John repented. He repented for believing the lie that he couldn't hear the voice of God or live a prophetic lifestyle. And I'm telling you, even last weekend, we were prophesying over loads of people as we were ministering in a different city. And there he is prophesying with the best of them and hearing God and journaling. And so we can all do this.
Can you get everyone prophesying and dreaming if they follow your instructions, getting prophetic dreams?
You know, I do believe, but I want to say this, it's God's instructions. It really is. It's where he's saying, look, this is what I died to give you. Not just your salvation, but your abundant life. I tell you, I think hearing God and living a prophetic lifestyle is part of abundant living and living his purposes for us. So the answer is yes.
Now, you're going to be shocked when we come back. Science is finally catching up to the Bible. It's saying the most amazing things from scientific studies are happening to us when we pray in tongues, in supernatural language. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Patricia Bootsma's brand new book and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, A Lifestyle of Divine Encounters. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9540 through effective prayer, prophecy, and application of the living word of God. Patricia Bootsma shares in her brand new book that you can have a lifestyle of divine encounters that will cause you to experience every day the promises and blessings that God has for you. Through Patricia's brand new book, you will learn the benefits of living a prophetic lifestyle, release the power of prophecy into your life every day, understand the keys to discerning true versus false prophecy, discover secrets to operating in the revelatory realms of dreams, visions, and prophetic encounters, learn how to activate the scriptures to access your breakthrough, discover how to experience powerful supernatural results every day from operating in different realms of the Holy Spirit, including prayer, soaking in the presence of God, prophetic decrees, praying in tongues, confession, and petition. Through Patricia's exclusive three-part audio CD series, you will learn to hear God's voice clearer than you ever have before. Understand how to teach your children or grandchildren how to hear God's voice for themselves. Understand the power of prayer and decreeing. Learn the power of speaking decrees over yourself that are the opposite of the problems you are experiencing. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This card was created so you can take life-transforming prophetic decrees for divine encounters with you everywhere. Throughout your day, just pull out the card and begin decreeing and declaring these powerful words of God. Don't miss out on getting Patricia Bootsma's brand new book and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, A Lifestyle of Divine Encounters. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9540. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9540 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay. I know everyone can't wait to find out what is science saying about speaking in supernatural languages or tongues.
As I've studied this, I found like Dr. Carl Peterson, for example, in Oral Roberts University, did a study on the brain of those who speak in tongues, glossolalia. Two secretions, chemical secretions, are secreted in the human brain only in glossolalia, and they boost our immune system 35 to 40%.
Seriously, I don't know any vitamin that can make that claim. What else have they found?
Yeah, yet? And New York Times even published an article. University of Pennsylvania did some studies. They had some monitors in the frontal lobe of the brain of five ladies who were speaking in tongues. And now normally, as I'm speaking to you, my frontal lobe of my brain is active. But for them, in speaking in tongues, it was not active. Right? Showing what they were saying, which was, this isn't just me talking. This is a supernatural language. One more I thought was interesting. It's done in the UK. 1,000 people were surveyed and found those who spoke in tongues regularly were much more joyful, much more satisfied with their lives.
How would you like to walk in peace? How would you like to walk in destiny? How would you like to block the devil out from interfering with your life? How would you like to have dreams in which you see the future? Tell me some people that we might have heard of that had dreams that literally changed the world.
You know, God speaks through dreams. For example, there's Frederick Banting discovered insulin. That came in two dreams. Or how about Einstein? He had a dream about the theory of relativity. That's how he got that. Niels Bohr with the discovery of the structure of the atom. Those all came in dreams. And by the way, you know, more warning dreams that I would say this, after the Titanic sank, did you know that it was hundreds were saying that there were dreams or premonitions of this happening. As a matter of fact, for some of them, they had canceled passage on the ship. Or for others, like Eva Hart, for example, was a survivor who said her mother had had a dream, but her father still wanted to go on the ship. But as soon as that bump came in the night, and they were on the first lifeboat and saved because of her mother having a dream. So we can pay attention to dreams. I just want to add this. When you have a negative dream, we need to also pray against it. It may be that God is just giving us second heaven revelation, what the enemy wants to do, so we can intercede and see it not happen. Let's say that you're having a dream about something, like I mentioned, about something negative. You want to intercede against it or get revelation. For example, I will sometimes get dreams, that are for the church. So it's interesting. God is a revealer of secrets. He wants to give us secrets, you know, that also are for fruitfulness and for expanding the kingdom of God. Just need to pay attention.
You, your husband now, your children are operating all this way. But you have a large, large congregation now. Mm-hmm. Do you find when you or your husband teach in these areas, they can do the same as you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that. Again, it's the Word of God. Jesus died to give us this. So some of it is believing that God has desired this for us. And some of it is learning to just tune in. I kind of put it this way. Right now in this room, there's cell phone waves, you know, there's TV waves. If we just have the right antenna, we can pick it up. So we have the right antenna. It's called the Holy Spirit. And so we just need to get in tune with our antenna. You know, I would really hate to get to heaven and find out there was so much more that Jesus died to give me that I didn't walk in. And I think, you know, that's what God is saying to Christians here today and listening today, is Jesus died to give us the tools to walk in the supernatural, to hear His voice, to dream His dreams, to understand mysteries, and to live it out. And so why wouldn't we want that?
I believe you're going to release destiny and gifting on people. Would you pray right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lord, we thank You for the kabod weightiness of Your glory coming right through the airwaves, right in this audience. Lord, the weightiness of Your presence. We welcome You. We love You. Lord, we just say, come in Your glory. And Lord, I thank You for helping us to get up and go on with the calling and the destiny that You have for us, full of faith. Lord, exercising, believing, and saying, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. So let Your glory come upon us, just like Moses said. If You don't, it must be Your presence that leads us, and then I will go. So God, come with Your presence. Come with Your glory. I even see right now just people getting healed of things that have held them back from God's calling in their lives. It's like where that backache or that migraine headache that's been so persistent. In Jesus' name, it's broken now through the power of the blood of Jesus. I also see financial provision. You know, just tithe anyway, give anyway. You give and see what God does. And another thing, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And there's something about us standing up in our authority and saying, hey, I'm not going to have any more of this robbery. I want my calling. I want my destiny. And I'm going to have it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
is it possible to experience God in a powerful way? Not just in church or some special event, but on a continuous daily basis. Patricia Bootsma has made it her life goal to walk in a lifestyle of divine encounters, experiencing God's presence, favor, and victory every day. Now she wants to mentor you to do the same.
This is to be a lifestyle. This is to be us burning for Jesus all during the week, every moment of the day. Even what does the Bible say? Well, it says pray continuously. And so how can we get this dialogue going? How can I live for God even when I'm in the workplace?
Call now and get Patricia Bootsma's brand new book and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, A Lifestyle of Divine Encounters. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This is an exclusive offer for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9540. Through effective prayer, prophecy, and application of the living word of God, Patricia Bootsma shares in her brand new book that you can have a lifestyle of divine encounters that will cause you to experience every day the promises and blessings that God has for you. Through Patricia's brand new book, you will learn the benefits of living a prophetic lifestyle, release the power of prophecy into your life every day, understand the keys to discerning true versus false prophecy, discover secrets to operating in the revelatory realms of dreams, visions, and prophetic encounters, learn how to activate the scriptures to access your breakthrough, discover how to experience powerful supernatural results every day from operating in different realms of the Holy Spirit, including prayer, soaking in the presence of God, prophetic decrees, praying in tongues, confession, and petition. Through Patricia's exclusive three-part audio CD series, you will learn to hear God's voice clearer than you ever have before. Understand how to teach your children or grandchildren how to hear God's voice for themselves. Understand the power of prayer and decreeing. Learn the power of speaking decrees over yourself that are the opposite of the problems you are experiencing. Discover the importance of speaking blessings and decrees over your children and grandchildren. Learn the various ways to receive revelation, including direct from the Word of God, God's still small voice, God's audible voice, visions or pictures, dreams, God's creation, words of knowledge, discernment, angels, and more. Each audio CD ends with Patricia Bootsma pronouncing a powerful prayer of impartation over you. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This card was created so you can take life-transforming prophetic decrees for divine encounters with you everywhere. Throughout your day, just pull out the card and begin decreeing and declaring these powerful words of God. Don't miss out on getting Patricia Bootsma's brand new book and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, A Lifestyle of Divine Encounters. Plus, receive this special exclusive bonus, Patricia Bootsma's personal Prophetic Decrees for Divine Encounters card. This is an exclusive offer for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9540. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9540 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Dr. John Prudian.
And I'm Janet Prudian.
I prayed for the sick for 30 years and only saw headaches healed. But one day, God showed me what had been missing. Now, major miracles are flowing through our ministry. I want to mentor you on how you can do the same. So join us on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.